that was a UFO beaming back at you. Now, they've been coming here ever since 1946, and they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them. These leaders have decided to repress this information because of the tremendous shock that it would cause to our antiquated system.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
You're listening to Nick of Time, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by Lineup Media Group.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdalene, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, and the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You've got to say, I am as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Welcome to Nick of Time Podcast, a Lineup Media Group production, brought to you this week and every week by Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/Nick of Time to get a 30-day free trial and a free audiobook download. And if you're looking to do any shopping on Amazon, visit our website, nickoftimepodcast.com, and click the Amazon banner. Any purchases you make during your session will directly support this show. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our second half this week.
I'm Eric.
I'm Everett.
And this is Nick of Time.
As we've already said like nine times.
Oh, yeah. So I guess we'll do a little recap of what we did last week. We were talking about the Illuminati, and they are a ancient secret cult.
I don't know about ancient, but goddamn old.
Yeah, 300 years, almost 300 years anyhow. So they are a very old secret cult. See, not ancient. You happy with that?
Sure.
So they're a very old secret cult, and they're hell-bent on world domination. So, where were we?
We are sheep. That's where we left off. We are sheep.
We are sheep.
Sheeple.
We are doing what they want when they want. Everett, it is literally us versus them.
It sounds like it. I'm ready to go to war.
I'm telling you. They are just trying to keep us broke down, poor, and hungry, and everything that they're not.
So you keep saying them, they. Who are them. They? Who is it right now that really comprises the Illuminati, the secretive, not the celebrities it may or may not be. Who is the high up Illuminati?
Okay, well, I would say the backbone would be like the one percenters and the big world bankers, the guys that control all the money.
Well, let's ask about that one percenters. Let's consider that 1% of world population, roughly 7 billion. That's 70 million people.
700 million.
700 million? No, that's 10%.
Well,
we're horrible at math here.
Yeah, it's a good thing we do a conspiracy show and not a math show.
Goddamn right. So even still, 70 million people sounds like a lot for the upper echelon of a secret society. So it's got to be like the 1% of the 1%.
Yeah, the 0.01%.
Sure, sure.
The 0.01%.
Who else?
So it's bankers, billionaires, politicians. See, so the end game is basically the politicians. They can pass whatever they want through the Congress or the parliament, per your respective part of the world.
I would have to argue that politicians would seem like a pawn as much as anyone else.
Yeah, they are a pawn, but they are still part,
They think they're part of it.
Right. Well, yeah, okay, so who sits at the top?
That's the question.
That is the question. Who sits at the very top of the triangle, of the pyramid, per se? Who is the all-seeing eye?
Wouldn't surprise me if it was like the Postmaster General.
Right, Pee Wee Herman or something.
Somebody didn't see coming.
No shit, yeah.
It's Dr. Claw from...
It's Nick Cage, man.
It's Nick Cage, yeah. They say he's immortal.
Yeah, well, I can believe it. He's part of the Illuminati. So the Illuminati are blamed for all kinds of bad shit, different things that are going on in the world right now, today, and throughout history. They've been blamed for... World War One, World War Two, and going to start World War Three. It hasn't even happened yet. They're already getting blamed
all
for it.
All world wars are some sort of
they're all connected plan, to the Illuminati. Huh? Yes, sir. But no, they seriously though depopulation, a lot of celebrity assassinations, media and news control. They basically blank out the media, so we hear what what they want us to hear. We see what they want us to see. We watch what they want us to watch.
Along that lines, how would the Illuminati, you would think groups like Amazon and your other big hacker groups would have busted them open by now.
Oh, you mean like Anon and all that?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, well, yeah, you would think that they would be in opposition to the Illuminati.
I mean, I almost think if those guys can't pull up the dirt or find the pieces, because that's what they do, right? They can't find it out.
Maybe
either the Illuminati are that damn good, or they are the Illuminati.
Yeah, maybe that's why there is no sure smoking gun evidence, because they are just that good. Hmm. But I know they've been blamed for 9/11 and the Paris attacks, Ebola, all kinds of different things that, that they're said to have, supposedly be responsible for.
Interesting. It's almost like the Illuminati are the granddaddy of all the cults.
Right,
all other cults are just subordinates to the Illuminati.
Well, I actually saw a nice infographic on that one time. And if you go to Google and you type in Illuminati infographic, who sits at the top of the pyramid? So all you got to do is you type that in and then you click images and there'll be a nice black and white picture there. And it just goes to show you the Illuminati sitting at the top of the pyramid and who all's below.
Convenient them. That's a pyramid.
Right, exactly. That all goes back with that symbology and symbolism.
Do you think the Illuminati put out that infographic possibly to throw us off the trail?
Well, man, it could be. It's all part of the conspiracy.
That's what I would do.
It's all part of the conspiracy. But anyways, it shows you a really nice picture.
So who sits at the top of that infographic?
The Illuminati. They're at the very top of it. They're at the top of the structure. Below them would be like bankers and up the politicians.
Okay, I got you. I just wanted to understand the structure of that infographic. Good. Carry on.
So they are said to have control over senators, presidents, Congress, all the lawmaking in the natural world, the elections. They pick who they want for presidents and prime ministers and the stock market. So they pretty much are responsible for everything, financial, political. They, again, have their hands in it all.
Wow. Granddaddy of them all.
Yeah. So the Illuminati are very nuts. They're also said to have ties with the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And if you're listening to this show, I know you know who the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are.
That's kind of a whole story for another different time, though.
Yeah, the royal family and the Vatican. So the Vatican, according to this conspiracy theory, the Vatican are Luciferians as well. And
Hold up. There's somebody out there on the internet claiming that the Vaticans are actually Satanists.
There is more than one somebody out there on the internet claiming the Vatican is Satanist. Yes, they claim that the entire Catholic Church are Luciferians, are Satanists.
So how far does that go down? Is it like the priest on the
all corner? The way to the Pope? He's supposed to be the Antichrist.
Well, I mean, I understand if the Pope's at the top, he obviously knows about it. But how far down does it go? Like the priest or preacher down at the church on the end of the road obviously would have no idea about this, right?
Well, I mean, I would think not, because, you know, he wouldn't be a big part of the conspiracy. He's just preacher at the end of the
Another
road.
Pawn.
But when you get to the Catholic Church, I mean, they've got more money and more gold than God.
Sure. Well, I mean, it is God's gold.
God. But, they're supposed to have ties with the English royal family and the Vatican, Bill Gates, the Bohemian Grove ceremony, the Bilderberg Group, the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers, here's an interesting bit of information. The Koch brothers, and you know they got more money than anybody else.
Koch brothers, actual guys that run Coca-Cola?
No, the Koch pipeline, Koch oil.
Oh, I got you. I'm a little slow on this sort of thing.
Okay, so Ted Turner, Bill Gates, the Koch brothers, and H.W. Bush have all publicly acknowledged the NWO. So, I mean, whether you want to say that they're Illuminati or that they are, you know, just for the NWO, either way, that's fine. But they are publicly acknowledging it, that they are for the NWO, and that is one of the main, that's one of the main end games of the Illuminati. They want the NWO. They want the New World Order. They want a one-world government. They want a one-world currency. So the more that they can control everybody through a one-world currency and a one-world government, it's better for them.
Right? That makes pretty good sense to me. You're painting a pretty good picture there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the picture that's been painted for me. Like I said, I've done multiple hours of research, YouTube videos, websites, articles, and everything. And that's what I've come up with, is that they are at the top of everything. They are the gatekeepers. They hold all the keys, and they lock all the doors.
Man, I'm going to start a war with them.
How do you feel about that? Having known that somebody's controlling you at all times, controls the entire population of Earth. They have control over everything.
The skeptic in me wants to say this is just bullshit. I mean, that the fact that there's that big of a nefarious group that hasn't been found out, there hasn't been a leak that's made it through. But then on the other hand...
But it's totally plausible as
I mean, it's like the age-old question of, do we live in the Matrix?
Right. Yeah, exactly. The same
Can't
thing.
Can't prove it.
Yeah. So, and that's a big deal with the Illuminati, is that there is really no hard evidence and concrete evidence to show what they're doing, to show that they're bad people, that that what they do is not good for humanity. You know, so there's really no concrete evidence for that. And that's the bad part about it, because that's what makes this conspiracy and not fact. You know, because if it would, it wouldn't be a conspiracy theory if we could actually prove the entire thing. So, you know, they can't stand up to the major test of time and research and logic. The Illuminati conspiracy theory is just not concrete enough to be exposed as fact. There are a lot of coincidences between the false flags and whatnot and what the Illuminati want to do, but we just can't prove that the global elite are out there to get us. What do you think?
Yeah, like I said, I have such a hard time swallowing that the global elite are not selfish enough to join some sort of some clandestine organization to control the fate of the world.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about it, the guy that's rich and he's got all the money, what's he want? More money. More money, more power. Now, that's the only thing you can get with more money and more power is you want more money and more power.
Well, once you're at the top, when you're at the top, you don't just sit on the throne, hopefully. You got to be pushing towards something, and at that point, you're not pushing towards more money.
Yeah, the ones at the top are pushing towards population control and depopulation.
Sure, I mean, so you say.
Right, so I say. Well, and like I said, that's you know, that's just what I'm being told. That's the research that I'm doing, and I'm coming up
with. Fair enough.
So if we can't prove that the global elite are out to get us, that's maybe that's how they want it. Maybe there's a reason for that they stay so secret.
I guess
so,
they're doing their job right.
Exactly.
They have one of the best PR firms in the world, apparently.
Yeah, they're better.
It's like anti-PR.
Uh-huh. So they don't want the stuff to get out, and that's you know, hence all the public deaths, and they use the celebrities to influence public opinions, and you know, the other rumors are. You know, there's all kinds of rumors, but Alex Jones snuck into the Bohemian group.
Alex Jones.
Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
See, you have to forgive me, listeners. I'm not too deep into the conspiracy world, so I don't know of Infowars.com.
Yeah,
Alex Jones.
Most of you will know Alex Jones from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanetTV.com. He's a big conspiracy guy. He's anti-government. He's very well liked in the conspiracy world. But a lot of people think he's a nut job. But, you know, there's probably something to that, too. So.
Most of you conspiracy guys are tinfoil hat-wearing nut jobs. That's what I like to call them.
Right. Well, yeah.
That's just like my opinion, man.
Yeah, that's just like your opinion, man. But, yeah, so these devil worshipers and Satan sacrificing people, they're all bad news, man. They're all bad news. But there's no real hard evidence for them. That's the one thing that I keep coming back to with this. Of all the research that I've done, there's nothing that can actually hold up to a logical research and logical discussion with the Illuminati, because there's not enough out there to make you think that this is an actual conspiracy. I mean, it is a conspiracy, but there's You can't put a fact to it.
I shouldn't be checking under my bed at night for the Illuminati.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't think this would be a conspiracy that you'd have to worry too much about. Because
or whatever. I'm coming up the basement stairs and I shut the light off. I don't need to run a little bit faster because the Illuminati's behind me?
No, I wouldn't think so. These are the red robe wearers with the moose heads. And
the Gregorian chants.
Yes. So
say our listeners wanted to do a little bit of extra independent research on the subject. Where did you go and where would you suggest people to look for more information on the Illuminati?
Well, Google is always a good place to go to find.
Google's good for everything, true.
Right? Short of Google searches, short of YouTube videos and everything, there's a website called Prison Planet TV.
PrisonPlanet.tv?
PrisonPlanetTV.com and Infowars.com. They're both run by Alex Jones. You could also go to the FreeThoughtProject.com or the official Illuminati Wikipedia page.
Wait a minute. Doesn't that confirm the Illuminati if they have an official Wikipedia
page? Illuminati confirmed. I think so. It's official.
What else you got?
Illumitrex.com, Illumitrex.com. That's another good Illuminati website. So, yeah, there's plenty of places on the web, plenty of places to find good information on the Illuminati.
All right, everybody, that about wraps it up for this week. Well, thank you for listening in on our first week on Nick of Time in this new format. We promise we're going to get a little bit better, a little bit tighter, and we'll come at you next week with another topic. So remember to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Nick of Time Show or on Twitter at Nick of Time Show. Also, please remember to subscribe to us on iTunes for your Apple devices or Stitcher on your Droid devices. And if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review. If you'd like to ask us a question or are interested in sponsoring the show, drop us an email at info@nickoftimepodcast.com. Until next time, for Eric, this is Everett.
This is Eric.
Oh, boy, we're going to get better at that one.
Oh, yeah.
This has been a Nick of Time, a presentation of the Lineup Media Group.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production. Access all our podcasts now at lineupmediagroup.com.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who the hell are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm not gonna take it anymore!